let's go out and feel everything. If you hold me, I will let you into my dreams. For time is a river rolling into nowhere. We must live while we can, and we drink our cup of laughter. The finer things keep shining through, the way my soul gets lost.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth, and we are so happy to have in studio with us today Prescott Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Rick Spacuzza. He's here to tell us about all the good things that are going on in the Prescott school system. So good to see you.
And great to see you as well.
How have you been?
You know, we're doing extremely well, and a lot of it is just as we start to wrap up the year, there are so many wonderful things happening in Prescott. We just had our senior awards night, and that was just, it's a small town, but what a big heart our community has as it invests in our schools and, more importantly, in our kids.
You know, before we went on the air, you were saying that you're just amazed by the generosity of some of the scholarships that are given away, because they're given away by local businesses who have been suffering during this pandemic, but yet it's great to see how they are investing in the future of these kids.
Oh my goodness, it's the businesses. We even have a lot of individual families, sometimes because of tragic issues, but are investing in our students to further their education. And on top of it, as we look at what's going on, yes, those businesses have struggled, but they never stepped away from coming forward to support our kids. In addition, I just want to give a huge shout out to our Kiwanis group, because they're the ones that help manage that awards night. They are there to move the kids back and forth up on stage, get the photos, but they also are a wonderful financial support and also give for our students. We have a student of the week, and they have a luncheon and bring those students in front of our community each and every week. And so just want to give a shout out to the Kiwanis Club of Prescott.
So we're heading, of course, till the end of the school year. How many graduating seniors do you have?
Just a little bit over 100.
And is that about the same number as usual?
Our high school has been increasing in numbers. So for us, it'll be a couple things that we wanted to point out. It will be on site. There will be no limitations for the first time in 3 years.
Yes.
And we're expecting a big crowd. And so we're really excited. And that'll be on Friday of Memorial Day weekend. So Friday the 27th. It'll be indoors, and we're looking forward to a really great celebration with the class of 2022.
So this class of 2022, their high school year was a little interrupted. So how fun for them to really have a year that's been pretty normal, right?
Oh, gosh. And, you know, I would just, on a personal note, too, my son just successfully graduated from the University of Minnesota, the Carlson School of Business. And
wow.
Yay!
Wow. Congrats.
So, Tom, I got you out there.
Congrats to you.
But just talking to him, even though we thought, as he kind of explored just his last 4 years, and he was talking to us, and Tom kind of just is one of those people that just flows like the river. And he was able to share with us that even though it looked like he was able to handle that, the disruption of his sophomore year of, you know, not being able to be experiencing everything and in person classes at the U, and then being able to kind of see that lift across this year, was really a good reminder for me as a superintendent and then working with our senior class. But back to our senior class of 2022, from early fall with the outdoor football games and fall sports, being able to have homecoming, we had prom, we had a winter fest, all of the things that kind of are memory makers, if
Absolutely,
you will, of
right.
your high school career, our kids were able to experience. Mm-hmm. And so really, I think a good credit just to their perseverance and how well they've done navigating this over the last 4 years.
Do you think about when you were in high school and try to make those same memories for kids, or do you realize that those are important things? Because as you were talking about some of those milestone events, I'm thinking back myself to high school, and you do remember those. You don't remember every single day, but you remember the big homecomings and that kind of thing.
Oh, absolutely. Of course, you know, back in the day, it was more of the Stone Age when I was in high school. So,
I was there too.
But I mean,
our hieroglyphics on the
Exactly. There weren't electronic scoreboards and video boards and things like that.
It's all okay. Yeah. We turned out okay.
We did. We did. But, you know, I think it's just from parades and just celebrating our student athletes that get to go to state. Mm-hmm. And we've done it both in the field of play. Our forensics team did an outstanding job where all but one student was able to go and place at state in Wisconsin forensics and speech. It's just an amazing thing. And they are memory makers.
Pretty great. So we are in the month of May. We're like in the middle of May. What the heck? How is time going so fast?
Well, and you know, and for me, I kind of was sharing before we went on the air, is the last 3 years for me has been kind of timeless. It's before COVID or after COVID, but it all blurs together and can't remember if something happened when. But this year, and I would say the last 6 weeks, there's been just a lifting of the spirit. I know April was a little gray and things like that, but our spring sports are happening. It's almost like a switch went off. And so even the grass and the fields went from brown to, it didn't go brown and a little bit green. It went brown, green, and lush. And we're going to be experiencing a great girls varsity softball game. And just a shout out to talking about our local businesses, Patak's Grocery Store, the independent grocery store in Prescott, has come forward and they've donated almost $250,000 towards the athletic department. Yes, and so anybody in Prescott Nation,
give
Pat Patak, please come on out too. And we'll be celebrating that. It'll be an investment in our indoor scoreboards, athletic fields, and just a nice upgrade for everybody.
So tell us what else is going on.
Well, you know, I think as we kind of ramp up the year, it's, you know, we've talked a lot about the celebrations our students are doing, the scholarships. Throughout the school year, you know, we were identified as being in the 15th percentile in the state of Wisconsin on state exams. Our ACT performance came out, and we'll be able to share about how our junior class is performing, and it's probably the highest or second highest they've ever done. And I think a lot of that has to do with something, a topic that we want to get to about collaboration time with our teachers and how we find embedded time within the workday versus asking staff to work outside their school contracted hours when they have families or coaching. We also have received a grant for Career in Tech Ed, and we've submitted another one, but we've been able to double the size of our Career in Tech Ed department.
We have two teachers,
they're doing woodwork and laser cutting and welding and furniture making and computer architectural drawings. We were able to, in our high school classes, because students are able to take college level classes right in Prescott.
Yes.
Our teachers have been stepping up to the plate and being sanctioned by the universities. Our families saved and were able to cost avoid over $250,000 in college fees. And then we've also are expanding our one-to-one technology to our middle school next year. So we're trying to get the technology in the hands of the kids at the point of performance. So it's not going down to a typing room or a computer lab, but now they're going to actually have the devices in the classroom right where teachers and students can collaborate.
So I know that you had a referendum, and is that where some of this funding for these programs is coming from?
No, but it is somewhat related. So it was an April referendum, and it was on April 5th, and couldn't be prouder of our community. Not only are they investing scholarship money through businesses and things like that, but our community came forward and did support a capital investment of $15 million into our three older buildings. And the reason why that's important is, unlike Minnesota, Wisconsin does not provide any state funding for capital investments. So our buildings, the average age was a 1960, a 1969, and a 1929 building. You have a car that's that old?
Things go wrong.
Things go wrong. And when they go wrong, they're in a big way. So it's a lot of the infrastructure roofs, air conditioning, boilers, you know, nothing that probably is riveting for people, but it's really expensive. And when you have to
and
take that...
And it's essential.
It's essential, absolutely, especially as we're learning of just air circulation and purification. But even our pipes, we want to make sure that our water pipes and things like that are clean and pure and that we're not having any lead and things like that. So by our community supporting that, Prescott Public Schools no longer has to use our general fund to set aside dollars. And because of that, our general fund is now going to be used for what it's intended, and that is people, which is salaries and benefits, which makes us competitive and able to invest in our high-quality staff. Second is about investing in programs. So now the dollar doesn't have to go to the roof. It can go back into resources, professional development, and new programs that we'll have. In addition, then it's about performance. And so as we look at those three Ps, it's about making sure that our people, our programs, and performance continue to be at the level that the community expects.
So have you been to any shows in that beautiful performance?
Gosh, yeah, our Performing Arts Center. We just finished Tuck Everlasting,
yes,
and that was at the end. And yes, my wife and I were able to go down there. The students did a remarkable job. The set, and I would say that all areas just excelled, from the set design, the sound, the lighting, and the community came out. More recently, we also had some band concert for the high school. We have a choir concerts, and then our elementary, because we anticipated the crowds to be much larger because they haven't been able to see our students perform. We have a first-year teacher, wanted to shout out to Miss Faith, and her first year, our elementary school broke it out into a K-2 and a 3-5, two different nights, standing room only in our high school gym with regards to just coming out to support our students in that music program. So it was a great sight to see. We've been able to record and stream these so our community can participate if they're not able to be on site as well.
So Rick, did you grow up in a small town?
I did, actually. I was initially born in Chicago. We lived there till I was five. And then we moved out to the suburbs. And it was kind of my father's first job working was we lived in Chicago and he was commuting to the suburbs. And so finally they kind of, instead of that, right? So yeah, it was a small town. We walked to school and you would be in a pack of 10 or 12 and we walked a mile and nice park district and things like that. And so Prescott has a lot of those same amenities. You know, I think that this will be a testament to this, is that just before we came on the air, I got an email that Prescott was just nominated on a national campaign to be one of the most spirited school districts in the nation. And so a shout out to Prescott Nation. We are the only school district in the state of Wisconsin and Midwest to be on this national most spirited.
That is incredible. What do you think the parameters for that were to be nominated?
I'll have to look into that. It was just my activities director, but I'm pretty sure it would be overall participation both on our athletes, and I think we got to see our students being awarded on their scholarship and just overall academic performance. But these are people that are also excelling in forensics or on the playing field, whether or not it's fall sports, winter sports, spring sports.
They're building all kinds of life skills.
Absolutely. And they are well-rounded. It's probably, I'm tired out just watching them and seeing how engaged they are.
Oh, I love this. So exciting. So I know sometimes in the summer months you do projects. Do you have any projects going on this summer?
Yes. So I think we have probably three big things. One, not as large scale, but because we do have the $15 million investment in our facilities, we are meeting with Market & Johnson, our project management group, and our facilities, and we'll start doing a lot of the concrete work and updating some of the outside of the facilities that need it to make sure that our buildings are secure and not leaking. We are moving our third grade students back over to our elementary, so it'll be a K-3 complex. And so our custodians and facility supervisor are planning for that move.
And was that because of space?
A little bit of space, but mostly programming. We're really focused on kind of early literacy and trying to make sure that from our 4K programming, Wisconsin does have a 4K program unlike Minnesota, and so we have students from 4 years old up until senior year, but we really think a program that has the same students in the same curriculum under the same roof is going to be more beneficial. And we have the room at that elementary, and it makes the most sense, which then does give us the opportunity to do additional things with regards to our intermediate school, which is the old high school. And so those are some plans that we'll be looking at for the future. Also, we run a summer school program, and that's really important, both to provide continuity of learning, a lot of investment, but also giving students some structure where it's learning, but there's a lot of fun things that they can do, and extended days and YMCA and field trips.
So how do you think everyone's mental health is doing? You mentioned that once spring has kind of finally come, there's been a new energy. Do you think that that has carried over to maybe people that were having mental health issues?
It's probably a little too soon to tell. I would say that it's obviously an area that is in the news. It's in the papers. It's in the educational journals.
Well, and you certainly took it seriously in Prescott. I know you invested in extra precautions and resources for people.
Thank you for remembering last time we were talking. And we do have co-located services on site. We do a lot of screening for trying to identify students that might be struggling. And then we have other additional professionals that are on site to do that. We received another grant of another $40,000 that we'll be investing over the next 2 years to expand those on site and also screening. We've done a lot of things around our technology to be able to kind of monitor that to see and give us a quick yellow flag or red flag. That's been very effective. And we are looking at social-emotional learning programs, and we already have them, but we're looking at more coherence across the different grades. Couldn't be prouder of that group, couldn't be prouder of the administrative team and all of our staff. I do believe that there's a little bit more bounce in the step. I think we'll continue to take those things seriously, monitor it, and I'm really looking forward to the kind of continuous improvement that Prescott is invested in.
So these little cuties that are going to be heading out into the world, what would be a good piece of advice for them, the ones that are graduating?
My goodness, you know, at this time of year, you're usually thinking about what is your speech going to be like, but we are giving more voices to our students this year, and so we're going to have 4 speakers. And the only thing I will do is help confer that they're graduated. So it gives me an opportunity just to kind of remind them that they are starting.
That's right. And it's so not the end of
it's
something.
It's not the end of something.
It's the start of something.
Right. And a lot of times people say, well, I don't know what major I'm going into, or I'm going to a trade school, or I'm starting a job. And I would just say, that's what you start with. And so I think it's just continuing to, what I shared last night is to always remember that they're not alone, that Prescott is there for them. And when they're out on their journeys, we're thinking about them. And if they ever need the support, we have their back.
Can't do anything better than that. Great to see you, Superintendent Rick Spicuzza. He is the superintendent of the Prescott School System, and we're so grateful for your time today. Go Cardinals.
Go Cardinals.
And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.